Okay, I wanted to emphasize three aspects in my lecture. First, in medicine, as in almost all other sectors of our economy, there is a considerable need for qualifications in terms of IT, AI, and digitalization in general. Secondly, today we have a huge number of learning technologies that enable us to learn what, when, and how we want. We can do that in a way that was previously unknown. We can do that on demand, mobile, at the workplace, and we can do so independently from educational institutions, curricula, official training providers, and so on. This type of new learning in the area of professional education is also known as informal learning, or microlearning as a subset of informal learning. Okay, the third aspect of my lecture focused on the role of microlearning in medicine. Today, there are countless offers for informal learning in medicine and health. The market is huge and confusing, and it is growing rapidly. Many of the providers in this digital education market do not only offer video lectures or training apps or learning card tools and so on, but often also the opportunity to get small certificates, microcredits, badges, or nano degrees. The problem with all of these different learning options and certificates is that it can hardly be organized because everyone, of course, learns when and what and how they want. This, on the one hand, requires new platforms and portals that bring together different resources and sources. That could be learning experience platforms or learning magazines. On the other hand, the challenge is to document these diverse learning activities somehow. My suggestion was to introduce some kind of digital credits or badges for this, enabling the employees to demonstrate in which area they have built up skills and expertise.